And it is going to be a great Golden Slipper and the undercard as well on Saturday at Rose Hill. Time to have a chat to Peter Galagotis. Now, unfortunately, we didn't get to see Malaguera in the final acceptances for the William Reid Stakes because he's had a little setback. Pete, how are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. What's the issue with Malaguera?
He's got a cold, unfortunately, and we've had to just park him up to let him get over it. He was scoped yesterday, and there's a bit of mucus down his airway, and he's not right, so he won't be taking his place.
Oh, that's so disappointing, because, gee, it looked a nice race for him too, didn't it?
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but what do you do? You know, nature takes its course, and you've just got to deal with it accordingly, and it's unfortunate because, you know, it's been a fair bit of prep going to this race, and on the back of his last start, we're quietly confident that he's going to be competitive.
Well, you got him back to his best last start, so that must have given you confidence that there's still a bit of petrol left in the old boy yet.
Oh, absolutely. It's just a matter of tweaking a few screws here and there, My late father had a saying, the old carpet can still shine the best at times. So, it's just a matter of putting your polish on it and getting the right circumstances. And he ran well. It was a big run.
Well, it's a big couple of weeks for you because you're back to Dubai and now you're staying home, I believe. You've delegated duties, have you?
Look, my problem's going to be that I'm going to have three runners on that day. Here in Australia, two of them interstate, one in Adelaide, Miss 500, is going to the Lelia Stakes, and Mossendale will head up to Sydney. There's a 2,000-metre group race up there, and we'll have Serenade the Stars at Bendigo. So I'm stretched to the limit, and it's going to be hard to coordinate that as it is, let alone having illustrious lad in Dubai as well.
Has he made the trip?
Awesome. He's travelled sensational. Lost minimal weight, probably less than what he did last year, and he lost, I think, 8 kilos last year, and I think this time round he's lost 5, so he's travelled enormous.
Well, that is good. Now, last year he ran a slashing race. We've got Vedora in it as well. Have you had a look at how the race is shaping up this year?
Look, I haven't had a close look, Michael, but, it's going to be competitive. Blue Point's the superior horse over there. And the Aussie horses this time are a little bit more credentialed than last year. So, we finished the best of the Aussie runners last year, and it was a very, very pleasing run on the world stage. And look, you could argue that the horse is not going as good as what he was last year, but in saying that, we're there to represent our country, and we're doing our best.
And you got an informed jockey, Anthony Darmanin, as well.
He's on fire, the lad, isn't he? What a month he's had. Good on him.
Yeah.
He's a very dear friend of ours, and he's a jockey that's ridden the most winners for us out of any jock. We've supported him when we were sort of fledgling trainers working through the ranks, and likewise, and we're forever grateful for his efforts. And there's no prouder person in the racing game than me to see him be a Group 1 jockey and win the All-Star Mile consecutively on a horse that could be our next superstar.
No, there's no doubt about that. Now, you've got some interesting runners coming up, but you've got one trialling on Monday at Cranbourne, a filly called Sorority Lass. I trialled last Monday, I should say.
Well, Michael, you don't miss much. You got a whisper on her, have you?
Well, my producer's telling me you must ask about this filly, so I want to know why.
Okay. Look, she's a well-bred filly, and we've been waiting for her to mature, and she couldn't have been more impressive the other day. She trialled very strong, very neat on the bridle. Reports from Matty Allen, who's a very experienced senior rider. He doesn't say a lot, but he was very jovial. Fingers crossed we've got another one coming through the ranks.
So when do we get to see her?
Good question. I think we've just got to work out whether, we give her one more. We're just monitoring her over the next 24, 48 hours since that trial just to see how she comes through it. If we feel like she'll need one more, we'll give her one more. Otherwise, there's no reason why she can't go to the races and be ultra competitive wherever she goes.
Mark that down in your black book, punters. Sorority Lass, straight from the horse's mouth. While you're in a good tipping mood, what about today? One ball goes around at Ladbrokes Park. $9 chance?
Yeah, look, there's been a little key missing with him, and I think the tongue tie is going to be the key. He's had a couple of runs, and he just pulls up a little bit thick in the wind, but the horse is very fit in himself, and he's probably his own worst enemy. He gets on the steel a little bit too much, and I think the tongue tie will eliminate that today, and I'm hoping that he can just get a really nice run in transit and be able to breathe and be able to circulate his blood with the right amount of oxygen that he can give plenty at the end, because he just seems to have faded that little bit his last 100 to 150 metres because of that. And I'm looking for the edge there with the tongue tie.
Well, good luck today, Pete. And we can't wait to see Big Mal back. And we'll follow the progress next week of Illustrious Land over in Dubai as well.
Thank you.
Peter Galagotis.